Hello.
Hello. Hi, Randy. This is Celine from Locust Splash.
Celine, how you doing, Celine?
I'm not doing that well, but
no, but you are doing good today?
I'm a little bit cold. So yesterday I left
early. Oh, no. We got to get you a doctor immediately. We got to fly them out there immediately. We got to get the best cold doctors to you immediately. Because
no worries.
How am I going to survive without Celine?
No worries. I will always be my way. So don't worry about it.
All right.
Tell me. What can I do?
What I was looking for, I'm sure you know, is I'm interested in setting up city pages on the website.
Yeah.
Basically, like how we have the home button for, you know how we have about our home for the Wilkes-Barre, and we just added that to like our about?
Yeah.
If we could keep it down and make it like one page, I would like to do like a city page. Like, of course, Wilkes-Barre is our home, but all the areas that, you know, specific areas that we want to target that we're not coming up in, like Scranton, and just give a brief history. Scranton is the electrical city, such. We serve this area as well, Pittston, this area, such. Like, this telling us about the area that we serve and make that a whole page. I feel like we could get so much, we could do so well with that. That'd just definitely make us more relevant. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we can actually just create, I would not add it there in the about, because as you see, the way that I typed it was our home, to talk about Wilkes-Barre. So in that way, it's like relatable. But what we could do for that, you can do it in the blog, you know, as well. Create like little blogs talking about each of the cities that you want to serve and target.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you have done a job in there already, just talk about the job that you did and then mention the pretty of the city, something about the city as well, because that does actually just making,
I really want to take advantage of like of a whole. I really want to take advantage of a whole page, because then I can use the heading, the H1, H2, H3 as with those cities there, and that will come up major in the search. That will help us very much in those areas that I'm not being able to reach. Like I'm doing very well in Wilkes-Barre, but there's certain cities, surrounding cities, that I'm really not ranking for, coming up for at all, for any keywords. So for those cities, so what I've been looking up is getting those city pages. Also is the directories. I'm also trying to find somebody to get me listed like in more directories. I think I'm on 46 directories. I'm trying to get in like 150 more directories. I don't know if you do that type of stuff too, but and the city
pages.
I do
recommend that whoever is putting you in the directories, just make sure that they add the website, you know, as part of the...
Right. That's what we need. Right. Right.
So
that's what I wanted to just add some relevance. I saw that when you get a city, if we get a whole page and we use the H1, H2, H3, and we use those actual headers, it does better for our website as far as Google. And to get us that, you know, attention that we're looking for in the other city.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So
and if you do with a blog,
it will be on the blog. So the way that we can do it, so you just be sending me the information, right? And what I will do is I will create a blog post for each of the cities that you send me, right? So always nice, pretty photo. And what I will do is that the blog title, that entry, I will make it like in H3, well, H2 actually. So to
right,
use
so
the
I've
blog, actually more for that promotion, like, you know, tell me about that city that you want to target. Tell me about something. Something that nobody says, but it's really good, like, and it's bad for
like
me
I'm
to say.
Like, I wanna, the same way that we sent, that we did that, we put that landmark for Wilkes-Barre. I want to do a landmark for all the cities. I sent a picture of that. And I just want to say something about the city, what it's famous for, you know, the land square mileage or whatever, and that we serve this city. I saw a lot of people that have city pages actually on their page, not a blog. That's what I mean. I feel like the page is better. But I've seen people with city pages, and they actually have the same information on all the city pages. It just changed. As far as, because they weren't talking about the city. They were just talking about how they serve this. We serve this city as well. We offer this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And it was the same exact stuff. It just, the city changed.
Yeah, it's just I would not want to put it on the about. So I can either create an extra page and we just do it in the same format that it's about, like picture, text, you know, of the different cities.
Yes.
That will be an extra page. Because in the about, I just prefer that we keep the about as it is now. Don't put anything else in there. Because we're very related.
Okay, so,
like, Wilkes-Barre is your home. So.
Okay, right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you, should I put Northeast Pennsylvania coverage area? And then start listing the cities with the pictures and what we're going to put there and send that to you in the email?
Yeah. Like you did for the Wilkes-Barre, okay?
Okay, got it.
Pick a picture, tell me what you want me to say. So, and it's just, I want to see. The page that I'm going to create will be an extra page. I'm going to put it right after about, and it's going to put our service area. Okay, so that will be
Okay, got it. And then we'll use H1, H2, H3 for the head for the Scranton, PA, for the city name. Okay.
As we have it on the about, you see. So it's just in our home. I just made the sense of the our home in Wilkes-Barre. I just developed it in there.
Right.
So, but in the city pages, I will put the name of the city on H2 is the one that has in there. So, and then we develop the content. Okay?
Okay, got it.
Great. So send me the info and I will start building it up. And once I have it ready, I will send it to you. Okay?
Thank you so much to me and feel better, okay?
Thank you so much, of course. Take care.
Okay, thank you, Celine. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.